10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I have 14 solar panels. And
when Robin Raver first had her rooftop solar installed, she'd check constantly to see how much energy they were producing.
It's a crazy feeling to go, oh my gosh, I'm actually contributing and not taking.
I actually don't look at the new one anymore.
Sitting inside her house, Raver explains she went solar for two reasons: to help the environment and to save money.
If I'm getting some of my electricity from the sun, then that's less of an electric bill that I'll have in the future.
For most homeowners, this is what going solar looks like. They have panels, but they're still connected to the grid. The utility company keeps track of how much energy the panels are producing and subtracts that amount from their monthly bills. It's called net metering, explains solar expert Aaron Such.
So really what net metering is, it's just getting a credit on their bill. It's a fair, full value credit for the energy that they produce. So really you're not making money, but it's kind of like rollover minutes when cell phones used to do that. If you have a surplus of energy that you produce, you can apply that surplus to your forthcoming bill.
But in Virginia, there's a legal cap on how many people can take advantage of net metering, essentially limiting how many people can go solar. And although that cap hasn't been reached, Such says the fact that it's even there can be a deterrent. He hears it all the time from folks thinking of joining the solar co-op he runs.
There's a lot of people that talk to us and say, well, I heard there's a cap, and what if net metering goes away? So it creates a lot of uncertainty for, you know, home and business owners that want to go solar.
Although there are still details to be worked out, legislation that would lift the cap is working its way through the State House. It has support from the governor and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle.
I think the idea that we have to raise a cap is certainly a consensus. As to how much that cap ought to be and when and how do we get to that point, that's a matter for discussions.
Democratic Delegate Mark Keem supports getting rid of the cap altogether, not just for individuals, but also for local governments and schools. Albemarle, Middlesex, and Augusta counties have all been able to power some of their schools with solar through a pilot program. But the program is so small, there's no room for anyone else. For instance, Fairfax County wants to hop on board with its more than 200 public schools, but they're legally not allowed. Keem says these caps were initially put in place to limit competition, but now times have changed.
If we don't lift that cap now, then we would be just artificially stalling the progress of more distributed solar that'll go into the local areas.
Environmentalists say distributed solar is important because the small-scale projects don't take up much land, and they're paid for with private dollars. Bob Shippey with the Sierra Club says solar freedom is critical to reaching carbon reduction goals.
There's no good path to that without having a healthy chunk of that be distributed solar and potentially wind. We need this to achieve any of the climate goals that Virginia has.
Virginia's governor has said he wants the state to produce 100% of its electricity from carbon-free sources by 2050. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.